WTAW News Time is 7:05, 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police were called to an armed robbery last night a few blocks west of downtown. It happened at the Texaco Food Mart in the 1200 block of William J. Bryan at about 9 p.m. Investigators say four armed men wearing masks robbed the convenience store and fled on foot. An undisclosed amount of money was taken. There have been no reports of injuries. Police are looking for possible suspects in that area. The agency that evaluated property values throughout Brazos County wants to move.
The Brazos Central Appraisal District has started asking five local taxing units to approve purchasing land and building a new headquarters. The first to consider action is tonight by the College Station School Board. The appraisal district's located in Lee Spaced and Bryan on Briarcrest between Broadmoor and Kent. From a letter sent to CISD, the appraisal district wants a site more accessible to property owners and a building that's more functional. That led to the appraisal district's recommendation to buy land near Copperfield and University, near the county's new tax office that's under construction. The project cost of a 14,000-square-foot building on almost 2 acres is $3.8 million. The College Station and Bryan school boards, the two city councils, and the county all have to vote. The appraisal district must get at least 4 votes to proceed. All the background information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The new semester is underway at Blinn College, and there is more student parking west of the Bryan campus. Spokesman Richard Bray says they get to use the Texas National Guard Armory parking lot on East 25th.
They've got some parking there. They were deployed in December, so they have some space they're not using. And so we talked to them a little bit about it, and our students will have the opportunity to park there as additional parking options for the spring semesters.
Bray says the development, which led to the agreement, will last 2 years. Bryan police passing a car at night without its headlights on led to catching a man whose arrest report indicated 40 prior driving infractions in the last 8.5 years. 44-year-old Daryl Leon Bishop of Bryan was arrested for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction and 6 warrants from College Station police. The annual Economic Outlook Conference from the BCS Chamber of Commerce is 2 weeks away. Chamber President Royce Hickman says the luncheon speaker is from the website nerdwallet.com.
And they've actually released some ratings that had the Bryan College Station community reasonably highly rated. And so we've asked her to come talk about what it is about our community that impressed them.
Cindy Yang is NerdWallet's small business advisor. Local speakers include officials from the Twin Cities and Texas A&M. A link to more information and to get tickets is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 53 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M Office of the President to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Office of the President uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good morning, it's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Much of the area covered with a blanket of fog this morning. That's why dense fog advisory is in effect until 10 a.m. The fog will eventually give way to sunshine, high 70 to 75. Clear tonight to start, then it turns partly cloudy overnight. Areas of fog returning, lows 50 to 55. Clouding up tomorrow, maybe a shower in the afternoon, 65. Showers tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Rain on Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with A&M baseball being ranked in the top 25 along with eight other SEC teams. And men's tennis team, former men's tennis player for A&M, is actually competing in the Australian Open. Deflategate from the NFL, and Billy Kennedy weighs in on Aggie basketball as they get ready for Missouri tomorrow. All that and more in sports, and we'll do that for you here at about 7:50.
The Seattle Seahawks put together an incredible come-from-behind victory over the Green Bay's. To get into the Super Bowl. After the game was over, Russell Wilson, I mean, really an amazing interview, cried on camera.
Yeah, he was pretty overcome by the whole thing.
He was. Well, on Monday, it was Martin Luther King Day, and, the Seahawks tweeted that the victory was comparable to battling for civil rights. Yeah, that probably was a little overstated. Needless to say.
It was silly.
Quickly deleted, the tweet was. A couple of hours later, the Seahawks issued an apology over Twitter. We apologize for the poor judgment shown in our tweet sent earlier. We did not intend to compare football to the civil rights legacy of Dr. King.
Some social media intern is looking for a new job.
That's what I'm thinking, is they ain't going to the Super Bowl. That's exactly right. They thought it'd be a really cool idea. But once again, you know, if it's somebody who's 22 years old, they have really no concept of what we're talking about here. And
see, I read the tweet, and I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Well, but you have to understand.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Everybody has the right to be offended, and so when they get offended, they want to make sure that you know about it.
It's a flipping football
game.
They
want to make sure you know that they're offended. Just be very careful before you put stuff out on social media.
I don't like it.
Doesn't matter.
I know.
By the way,
I matter very little in that.
While we're talking about that, Current Lifestyle Marketing surveyed more than 1,000 women with kids under the age of 18 at home to learn that moms are becoming increasingly anti-social media. We're considering stepping away from online channels. More than half of the moms, 53%, said they are mulling a social media cutback because they're burnt out. They're burnt out. For millennial moms, especially, social media has become a love-hate relationship. 60% of them say they'd like to take a break and feel too much pressure to curate the perfect life through the imagery and posts of Facebook.
Oh, don't get me started on this one.
We do want to get started on that. And you know, you being the youngest of the three of us,
well,
that world is out there.
And currently, my timelines are full of baby pictures and recipes and, DIY home crafts. And there's a lot of unfollows that happen on my timeline.
Without question.
A lot.
And I don't, I'm not part of that. But the top reasons, here you go. The top reasons that moms in general say they're sick of the social media is people sharing too much information, TMI, while millennial moms cite annoying invites and TMM, too much marketing, as their top reasons. You have marketing problems?
I don't see that one quite as much.
You're a little bit younger, too. Yeah. So you're younger than millennials. But still, what you're saying is there's some people in their lifestyle that are at a point that you're not. And
correct.
So,
and it's true. I mean, I'm 26 years old and not married, and I do not have any children. And many of my friends at that age are now in the getting married or having children or already getting divorced phase.
Right.
So it is a lot different. But, yeah, I mean, I don't need three pictures of your kid every day. Like, I don't need one picture of your kid every day.
I try very hard on those for just that reason.
And I'm not on Facebook, and so I'm fine with if you're adding pictures to an album on Facebook, or from what I remember, I've been off for a few years now. But on Instagram, where you're only posting one picture at a time, I don't need four in a row within a 10-minute time span of your kid, like, eating a grape. I mean, there's no...
Yeah, no, I understand. No, you're right.
And I'm not saying these moms who stay at home, they are very busy and they have a ton of responsibility, but they also have the time to do these blogs and this posting, and that's where you get that over information.
Well, for years, of course, there was a long-standing comedy genre that basically, or at least a vein of comedy that had to do with people inviting people over and showing them the slides of their vacation.
Yes.
You know, that's been around for that.
Right.
So, I mean, at least in this circumstance, and I'm not defending it, I'm just saying the way these are presented are much more that you can opt out very easily. It's not the same as, here, come sit down, let me put this 400-page photo album in front of you.
And I'll agree with that. And if you don't mind me unfollowing you because you put 10 pictures of your kid, then go ahead, keep posting. That's fine.
Okay.
So I agree with that.
That's the other side of it. And that's so. But I also understand that moms, you know, what they're not talking about, all they say is that these are moms who have kids under the age of 18 at home. It would be interesting to see if they broke that down based on the age of the child, how much they do feel like they have to kind of administrate how their child is into social media.
Mm.
And again, never hurts to run outside and throw a ball or kick something, you know,
right,
as long as it's not a puppy. And
no puppy kicking.
Getting out would be okay. All right. Why is red mean stop and green mean go in traffic lights? It didn't always used to be that way. We'll talk about that in the next half hour.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah. Now, we all take pennies for granted pretty much, unless you are Ira Keys. Ira's 81 years old. And he basically saved up pennies for 62 years before packing them in his truck, heading on over to the local bank in Slayton, and cashed them in. Weighed about 500 pounds, and he got $816 out of it. Ira told the TV station in Lubbock that he hasn't spent a penny since 1952 because of advice that his dad gave him. He said, whatever you do, son, save your money. He should have saved more than pennies, though. You know what I'm saying? Should have just thrown. Well, you know.
Yeah, hope he wasn't counting on that for his retirement.
Well, this is a deal. This is a deal that Bortz used to talk about. Is if you get a $5, you know, buy a cup of coffee, which costs, well, some places it costs $5, but let's say it costs less than. Let's say it costs $2.38. You give him a $5 bill, you take the change, put it in your pocket. At the end of the day, you take your ones and you set them aside. Just save your ones. It's all you got to do. And over time, well, we paid for a vacation with it. I mean, you can do it. In a matter of about 2 years, you'll be amazed how many $1 bills you can collect. And same thing happens with your, you know, your change. So here's Ira, but again, should have taken more than that. 82,000 coins that he took in. Bank employees had, took them more than an hour to count it all. And obviously they had machines because stacks of, you know, 10 pennies would take a long time. But there you are. So save your money. You can pay for stuff.
There's a thing online that I'm actually trying, which is the first week of the year, you save $1.
Okay.
The second week of the year, you save $2.
All right.
Oh, I've heard of this too.
On through.
All right.
I'm just doing it backwards.
Oh, you're starting with 52?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to see what happens by the end of the year.
Well, it's good. Now, that's probably a better situation because – as you're going downward, I could see how that could work out.
Well, and I'm thinking the reason my thought process on it was, as I get closer to Christmas, I don't want to dump $52. I need that $52
exactly
for Christmas.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it'll be interesting to see. Do we know how much that's supposed to save?
There's a thing on the little sheet that I pulled
offline.
There's
a thing on the deal that had this, what do you call it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
All right, Kevin, that's your assignment. In half an hour, we need to know how much that would be because you'll find it someplace. While we're speaking of pennies in general, let's talk about the store. In general, your mailbox probably contains fewer catalogs than it used to. JCPenney killed off their catalogs back in 2010, choosing to go online. But now the company is bringing back a catalog filled with housewares after learning that the print catalog actually led to more online sales. How do you like that? Wall Street Journal reports that some retailers now use catalogs as a branding tool. Now, they aren't a catalog in the traditional sense, but they are a magazine that features products that shoppers can visit the website to order. Aha! So there you are. Research claims 31% of the shoppers used that print catalog to actually shop online. And, you know, grocery stores will do that. There's some grocery stores that will put together a little magazine, and it has recipes in it. And the ingredients, it says, you know, buy, you know, Allied chicken or whatever, Allied canned chicken.
And almost so, $1,400.
Okay. Almost $1,400?
Squirrel.
Yeah, no kidding.
You said look for it. I look for it.
We were supposed to save that till the next half hour.
Well, I got more, then I'll add to that later.
People transition across the day part thing.
You're doing that radio teasing thing.
Anyway, that's exactly right. That's okay. We'll also talk about in the next half hour, since you've already killed that one. We now know why rain smells so good.
Ooh, well, I do love the smell of rain.
Okay, that's it. We now know why rain smells
and
so good.
And it took MIT to do it.
From Randy Lane's weekly email in Men's Health Magazine, it featured an article, Words to Live By. Okay? Words to Live By. Nothing but three-word philosophies that people have used. Here's some of them. Listen, don't talk. Show up early. Read the manual. No!
No, absolutely not.
No!
Absolutely not.
I refuse to read the manual unless I get stuck.
If they got pictures, I can put it together.
Well, and if I took it apart and don't remember exactly where it goes, that's what the manual's for. And it's online, too. So
yes,
there.
It is.
Men.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's what we do. Swallow your ego. Keep it short. Say you're sorry. And finally, ferrets aren't pets.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a deer, and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349, or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M-Cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a deer.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business. 5 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 5 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service. Your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, so a British businesswoman and columnist, her name is Katie Hopkins, has a controversial view on the obesity epidemic, that the solution is simply to eat less and exercise more, and that fat people have no one to blame for their weight issues but themselves. And she is willing to put her own body on the line to prove her point. Eating an average of 6,000 calories a day for 12 weeks and then losing the weight. It's an experiment that's been documented in a TLC special, a two-parter called Fat and Back, which premiered on Sunday. To transform her 124-pound frame into a pudgy one, she began eating 4,000 calories a day, but didn't put on any weight in the first 2 weeks because she was technically underweight for her frame. But a month in, upped her daily caloric intake to 6,500 calories. That's equal to 13 meals a day. The normally active married mom of three also had to keep her movement to under 1,000 steps a day. So now when she set out to shed the pounds, she kind of took an every woman approach. She didn't count calories or weigh herself, simply ate what she wanted in moderation, which equaled about 1,500 calories a day for her. She used a pedometer to walk 20,000 steps daily and went for an hour-long run 3 times a week. Wow, that had to be tough in the beginning, I'm thinking.
painful, if nothing else.
To combat criticism, yeah, that it would be easy for her to lose the weight because she gained it quickly, she started a fat club with four people with long-term weight issues who lost 90 pounds among them in 5 weeks. So there you go. I mean, that's one lady's way to do that, and how it apparently worked for her.
You know what? I'm sorry. Not buying it.
Not going that way.
If you're already underweight to start with,
yeah,
you don't know. And as somebody that has dealt with this his whole life, all the way back to when I was 10,
yeah,
no matter how much I work out, I'm going to be chubby, period.
Well, and I don't see her age. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, TLC does several, I mean, I hate to use the fat, sounds such like a mean word, but they do several
TV shows. It's really okay.
They have this new one out, My Fat Fabulous Life, speaking, and it's about this overweight woman, but she, you know, is fabulous, apparently.
And fat.
And then they have the, I don't know if I watched this the other day, My 600 Pound Life.
Now, you know what? I saw about 30 seconds of that.
It made me never want to eat a donut ever again in my entire life.
Well, don't eat a hot dog either, but you shouldn't just anyhow. Yeah. I know. You're exactly right. And I don't know what the premise of the show, I don't know what the purpose of the show is, because I only watched about 30 seconds of it when she was showing her fat.
Yes.
And I'm just going, wow. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the aversion therapy right there. You look at that and you'll go, I'll never do that.
Yeah.
But still, you know, you have to understand, again, we don't know how old this woman was who wrote the article. You know, you have changes that happen to you that will cause you to be gaining weight where you're going, wait a minute, I haven't really changed my lifestyle. And yet you really have, or part of your body has changed. And so you suddenly gain weight when you didn't used to before. Nonetheless, but again, Chelsea, there's nothing wrong with using the word fat. It is what it is,
yeah.
And also because I can just go, and I've got it right there. All right, let's do some weather. Razzes Valley weather forecast is 727. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Maybe some fog still out there. It'll burn off by about 10 o'clock this morning. Going to have a spectacular day. High will be 72 with south winds at about 5. Tonight, cloudy, a low about 48 with north winds. And then tomorrow, 20% chance of rain. And again, it's a wind shift, and it's not going to feel as comfortable as 64 as it has been. Rain, 80% chance on Wednesday night, 100% on Thursday. It is going to rain on us. Our high will only be 48. Then we have 50-50 chance of rain on Thursday night, 20% chance of rain on Friday, and we're up to 50, and then back around to 60 with sunshine on Saturday. So quite changeable out there. Chill factor, if you want to call it that, is 51 right now, and the air temperature is 52 degrees.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, here we go again, folks. The president's proposed raising taxes, $320 billion over the next 10 years. The targets, reports the Washington Post, are wealthy individuals and large financial institutions. The income that would supposedly be generated would supposedly pay for new programs, including Obama's supposedly free community college proposal. Low-income and middle-class families would supposedly benefit. According to the Post, the ambitious and controversial proposals demonstrate the White House's increasing confidence about the trajectory of the U.S. economy. For the past year and a half, it's debated how much it could trumpet the recovery when so many Americans have not felt any change in their own economic outlook. That's a bunch of BS. The economy's still sucking wind, despite constant claims to the contrary. Obama's massive tax increases would depress the economy further and are the last thing the new Republican Congress should vote for. Now, if Obama were serious about creating jobs and opportunity, he'd propose lowering taxes, especially the corporate tax rate, which is a massive job killer. And he'd also eliminate Obamacare. But he's not serious about any of this, folks. The truth is, Obama's tax proposal is not a tax proposal, and his targets are not the wealthy or the financial institutions. The real targets are low-information voters, people looking for handouts who will carry the lie that it's Republicans who are for the rich and against the little guy right on into the next election cycle. That's what this is all about.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I needed a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant Credit.
Avant Credit was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant Credit can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and checking your rate with Avant Credit has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant Credit will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7575 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 7575.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, equal housing lender, and by affiliates of Avant Credit Corporation. California loans offered by Avant Credit will be made under financial lenders license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32, 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police are looking for four men who robbed a convenience store last night. Investigators say the men wore masks, robbed the Texaco Food Mart in the 1200 block of William J. Bryan around 9 p.m. An undisclosed amount of money was taken and the men fled on foot. No injuries were reported. The office where property owners in Brazos County appeal their property taxes may be moving.
The Brazos Central Appraisal District wants to buy land near Copperfield and University and construct a 14,000-square-foot building. Before the appraisal district can proceed on the $3.8 million project, it needs at least four votes from the five elected bodies that control funding. The first stop is tonight's College Station School Board meeting. Also getting a vote is the Bryan School Board, the two city councils, and Brazos County. The new appraisal office would be near the county's new tax office, which is under construction. In a letter from the appraisal district's board chairman to the school board president, they wanted a more convenient location for property owners in both cities. Favorable interest rates and creating a more functional workspace were also cited. The appraisal district currently leases more than 10,000 square feet on Briarcrest between Kent and Broadmoor. The yearly cost shared by the five governmental units is about $160,000. That would go up to $271,000 a year with the new building. Online at WTAW.com is the background information the appraisal district sent to the College Station School Board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A former head athletic trainer and assistant athletic director at Texas A&M is suing the university, claiming age discrimination.
Carl Kapczynski was 56 when he was fired in November of 2013. The 1979 graduate of Texas A&M, now working at Houston Methodist in Sugar Land, has filed a federal lawsuit. The termination letter from athletic director Eric Hyman says Kapczynski was fired based on his unacceptable job performance and said that the head trainer would not be eligible for rehire for 5 years. But his attorney says that designation violates A&M policy. James Stanley, TSN News.
A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a former Bryan man of an armed robbery that took place nearly 5 years ago. The jury then sentenced 24-year-old Ricky Jackson Jr. of Houston to 25 years in prison. According to prosecutors, the convenience store clerk at the Valero on East 29th, who was held up, remembered Jackson from high school. Jackson is also wanted in Brazoria County on a theft charge. A Bryan man arrested last August on multiple burglary charges has been sentenced to an 8-year prison term. 35-year-old Buddy Perez was arrested after he was confronted by a victim with a baseball bat inside a home on West 29th between Randolph and Logan. For the fourth time in the last month, a top administrator at the Texas Health and Human Services Department has resigned. The latest is the deputy chief of staff for the HHS commissioner, who received nearly $100,000 to pay for graduate school in violation of state policy. Three others left amid scrutiny over lucrative and no-bid contracts to an Austin tech company. The Central Texas television meteorologist who was shot last month leaving the station returned to work. Patrick Crawford of KCEN-TV was greeted yesterday by coworkers who wore T-shirts with the Superman logo, a favorite of the weatherman. Crawford then showed he was wearing a Superman T-shirt underneath his suit as well. You can see a group photo online at WTAW.com. The gunman who shot Crawford in the KCEN parking lot December 17th remains at large. There is a $20,000 reward to locate the shooter. The Texas National Guard Armory is the latest parking area for students attending the Blinn College campus in Bryan. Spokesman Richard Bray says the agreement follows a deployment last month from the Armory on East 25th.
They're out there for 2 years. I foresee us being able to use this as well the following fall. It gives us just a few more parking spots where students can park without breaking any rules, and it's a good opportunity for everybody all around.
Students and staff will also have to get used to new traffic signals and turn lanes at Villa Maria and Joseph that were installed over the last month. Tickets are still available for the BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Chamber President Royce Hickman says panelists includes officials from the Twin Cities and Texas A&M. The conference also includes plenty of time for networking opportunities.
We're on time. We try to allow for those breaks to be about a half hour, certainly minimum of 15 or 20 minutes, and that gives folks a chance to network as well. And then, obviously, after lunch, they can hang around and visit with some folks, too, before they head back to the office. So I appreciate it because it is a tremendous networking opportunity, and quite frankly, it's one that I take advantage of every year.
The luncheon speaker is the small business advisor from the website nerdwallet.com. On our website at WTAW.com, there's a link to get tickets and more information. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 53 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a business with incredible profit potential? Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is growing fast, and we're looking for people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners and help our business continue to boom. If this sounds like you, we'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe, put it right there. Yep, right there.
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. FiberMax for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
About 20 till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for the area. It's in effect through 10 this morning. A very foggy start. Give yourself some extra time to get where you're going. The fog will gradually lift, and eventually it turns sunny and warm, high 70 to 75. Partly cloudy tonight. Areas of fog will develop. Lows overnight 50 to 55. Becoming cloudy tomorrow with a chance of an isolated afternoon shower 65. Rain possible Thursday 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're making people shoot threes. I would like to be a little bit closer to them.
We'll find out more what Billy Kennedy has to say about his defense as they get ready for Missouri tomorrow at Reed Arena. A&M men's tennis team former standout and All-American Austin Krychek is actually going to play in the Australian Open. And A&M baseball ranks 17th in the D1Baseball.com preseason top 25. All that and more in sports here in about 10.
There you go. A little clarification, the Economic Outlook Conference a week from...
gracias.
Yes, not 2 weeks. That's okay. All right, so here are the numbers as far as chances of rain. By the way... Yep. Still kind of foggy out there. And 72 will be the high after all this stuff burns off. 49 will be the low temperature tonight. 20% chance of rain on Wednesday. 80% on Wednesday night. Now, just cluing you in, the low on Wednesday night is going to be 48. The high on Thursday will be 48. Not moving. And we got 100% chance of rain. So Thursday ought to be delightful for outdoor activities. Then Thursday night, about 50% chance of showers. We get sunshine back on Saturday, it looks like. So we'll look forward to that. As I calculated that deal where you save, you know, $1, then $2, it comes to $1,414, if I added correctly.
This one has $1,378.
Okay.
If you double it, it's $2,756.
Okay, there you go, if you want to do that. The idea, in case you weren't here, folks, is save $1 the first week. You're already behind a little bit. You need to, this week, you'd need to be putting like 1, 2, 4, then 3 is 7. I'm doing math on the radio, which I love doing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, catch up for the entire month, and then you can get started on that and see how all that works out. So I don't see that there's any need necessarily for this, but New Hampshire... apparently the first state to decide that they wanted to put together a $1 lottery ticket scratch-off that smells like bacon.
But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce.
That's right. It's Jim
like
Gaffigan.
You're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! I never feel like I get enough.
It never stops being funny.
At breakfast, right. It's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon. Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it?
Yeah.
That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited.
I heart bacon scratch ticket. Now, does it continue to smell like bacon after you throw it over into the passenger seat in your car after you didn't win? Well, but you look, there are times when bacon smells really good, but I don't know that I want to smell it all the time, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Not in my car.
Yeah, there's a time that's... And that's the problem in Texas, you know, where it gets to be 162 inside your car.
Ish.
Yeah, then does that kind of gin up the smell once again?
And whatever's in your car, it makes it smell.
Yeah, exactly.
162 times is bad.
When I was like 22, I was off Mexican food for a year because of that. Hello?
Now, for the lotto ticket, there's going to be a secondary marketing item where you get a piece of string. That way you can tie it around your rearview mirror.
Exactly. It ends up being a little scent strip. Yeah. Again, I don't know that that's where I want to go. While we're talking about smells and stuff, if you've ever gone outside after a light rain shower on a warm summer day and wondered, Where is that great earthy smell coming from? The scientists at MIT.
Those smarties.
That's right. Now believe they have the answer, and who are we to question people from MIT? The scientists used high-speed cameras to actually capture the impact of the falling rain on porous surfaces. After studying the resulting images, the researchers found that the raindrops trapped tiny air bubbles at the point of contact, and when these air bubbles rose and ultimately released this unleashed fizz of aerosols, that's what carries the scent of the surface, okay? Whatever the surface happens to be. And of course, generally we are around, you know, grass, and so it, you know, the soil and that kind of thing. So what we typically smell is a natural environment after the light storm. And those are natural plant oils and bacteria that are present on the surface of most soils. So that's the reason it smells good there. But if you were on AstroTurf, it wouldn't smell that good. I'm guessing, because they don't have the natural oils.
Well, then you'd smell the cement. And I think the wet cement smells good.
Well, that could, well, sure, fine. As long as it's, okay. You know, just, yeah.
Y'all shut up.
Walk it away. That's cool.
Don't judge me.
That's right. All right, so why does red mean stop? Why does green mean go? In the 19th century, rail yards all used their own signal systems. Then in 1841, a guy named Henry Booth, who was a biggie in the railroad industry, pushed to standardize Britain's color scheme, suggesting red signal for stop and a white signal for go. Okay? And then green would mean caution. Well, decades later, after a train plowed through a stop signal because the red lens had popped off,
ooh,
causing it to then have a fake white go signal. Because of that nasty crash, officials decided it was time to eliminate any of the confusion by giving green the upgrade. Traffic lights, which were just starting to appear on U.S. American roads, piggybacked on that new color scheme. With a few exceptions, in New York City, until 1925, drivers going east or west stopped at an amber light and drove on a green, while drivers going north and south on amber stopped at green. How could you keep track of that? Anyway, tourists loved it. But that's the reason. That's the reason. When the lens popped off and it gave the false go sign and the accident happened, they said, let's standardize the colors. So that's how we got that.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How far into the future do you think your influence as a parent will stretch? Into next week, next year, maybe until your son or daughter reaches adulthood? Well, the truth is your influence as a parent will be felt for generations to come. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And my family loves to camp, and when there's a lake nearby, the first thing my boys do is grab rocks, big and small, and throw them into the water. They love to see the splash. And for me, I notice the ripples. They remind me a lot of parenting. Toss a big rock or a small one, and the ripples will spread out well beyond the place they originated. And in the same way, our parenting decisions ripple into the future in big ways and small ways. Here at Focus on the Family, it's a concept we've called the Gen 3 Initiative. It's the idea that parents have the ability to positively influence their family farther into the future than they think. All those lessons about character and integrity you work so hard to instill into your children's lives are not merely for their benefit today, but for years to come. What they learn from you will reverberate down through the years into future generations. It's amazing to consider. Not only will you pass on important lessons about life, faith, and family to your children, but to your grandchildren and beyond. The only question is, what kind of legacy will you leave? For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Maybe you've got something that you have in mind for Valentine's Day. Guys, are you one of those who's out there ahead of the crowd? You can take your time and make your selection. That's great. David Gardner's be glad to show you what they have. You know, they also have the folks who come in panicked the day before. Let's see, when is it? Oh, it's on a Saturday. Oh, it's a Saturday this year. So Valentine's Day right around the corner. Make your decision easy by stopping and letting the folks at David Gardner's help you out. If you've got an idea of what you're looking for, tell them generally what you're looking for, what your budget is. They will put you in front of the selections that fit what you're looking for. If you don't have any idea yet, they'll do a little Q&A with you, come up with a solution. You know, Rolex, that's a great way to start. It really is. That also comes basic, maybe a string of pearls, tennis bracelet, diamond studs. Those are just basic things that guys buy all the time for the special ladies in their life. And with Valentine's Day right around the corner, why not stop in and see them? David Gardner's at 911 University Drive. They've been helping guys out who plan ahead and guys who panic at the end for over 30 years. David Gardner's.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:52. After a double overtime loss to Kentucky, A&M men's basketball bounced back, knocking off Mississippi State, and then winning in Baton Rouge against LSU in what some would call an upset. As the Aggie men's basketball team gears up for Missouri tomorrow at 6 o'clock, which, by the way, you can hear on WTAW, Coach Billy Kennedy visited with Dave South in the Billy Kennedy Show last night and talked about the strength of the Aggie team this year being on D.
This year we're defensive rebounding a lot better. We're making people shoot threes. I would like to be a little bit closer to them because I think we can disrupt the three-point shot. We call it breaking their rhythm on a three-point shot, and we haven't done that quite as well, but what we have done is we've guarded without fouling.
Pregame for the A&M Mizzou contest starts at 5:30 on 1620 AM. The Aggie baseball team was tabbed 17th in the D1Baseball.com preseason top 25 yesterday. The Aggies are fifth among SEC schools, and the league has eight teams posted in the top 25. Aggies are set to return 22 letter winners from last season, the squad that won 36 games. The season starts Friday, February the 13th, as Holy Cross makes their way to Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, 6:35 on the game time, and you can catch that on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Former Aggie men's tennis standout All-American Austin Krajicek was named to the Australian Open doubles draw. The Grand Slam event started Monday morning, and the Florida native will partner with fellow American Donald Young to take on a third-seeded Spanish team. Krajicek will participate in the Australian Open for the first time in his professional career. He enters the week with his partner at number 70 in the ATP doubles ranking. And here we go again with the New England Patriots and another controversy. This one is being called Deflategate. The NFL is investigating whether the New England Patriots intentionally deflated footballs during their victory over the Indianapolis Colts Sunday in the rain-soaked AFC Championship game. Deflating the ball would make it easier to catch a throw. A league spokesman confirmed that there is indeed an investigation, and Fox Sports analyst Mike Perea, who is a former official and former vice president of officiating for the NFL, weighed in.
The only thing you could possibly say is that you could get to the ball boys, who are basically provided by the home team. I mean, and the visitors can bring their ball boys also, but they will have possession of the balls, as did happen years ago with the kicking ball. The kickers would get a ball, and they'd doctor it up and give it to the ball boys and say, throw this one in when, you know, we go out to kick. So that, to me, would be the only way that you could, maybe do that, because I don't think there could be a breakdown before the game. The officials check them. They've got a pump. They've got everything. The referee puts his initials or some mark on the ball. So that might be the only way.
As of yesterday, Patriots coach Bill Belichick said he was pretty new to the situation.
I didn't know anything about it until this morning. You know, we'll cooperate fully with whatever the league wants us to, whatever questions they ask us, whatever they want us to do.
According to the game operations manual for the NFL, people who alter footballs or allow an unapproved football to be used in a game can be disciplined with fines or other punishments, including loss of draft pick or removal from future contests. We'll keep it in the NFL for a second, as it has become official. The Denver Broncos have announced that they signed Gary Kubiak to be their new coach. The former Aggie quarterback under Jackie Sherrill and Texans head coach signed a four-year contract to lead the Broncos after previously serving as the team's backup quarterback under John Elway and their offensive coordinator. Kubiak was 61-64 with the Texans, but they did make two playoff appearances in eight seasons. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers have added Yovani Gallardo to their starting rotation, acquiring him from Milwaukee for three players in cash. John Daniels is the president of baseball operations and general manager for the Rangers, and he said Gallardo is a long-haul guy.
Well, he's 28 going on 29, one of the most durable starters in the big leagues. He's 30 starts 6 years in a row.
More hot stove news as changes abound in Major League Baseball. A person familiar with negotiations say the Washington Nationals have worked out a 7-year, $210 million contract with 2013 Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer. The 30-year-old right-hander became a free agent after spending the past 5 years with the Detroit Tigers. In the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki scored 21 points, and the Mavericks defeated the Memphis Grizzlies 103-95. Monte Ellis led the Mavs with 25 points and 7 assists. Dallas skipper Rick Carlisle said Dallas never let up.
We got to be persistent. You know, we just got to keep chipping away at the rock. It's just little things over and over and over again, and you know, as the game went on, we just kept with it. We kept attacking.
In Houston, James Harden scored a season-high 45 points, and the Houston Rockets beat the Indiana Pacers 110-98. Head coach Kevin McHale said Harden has been unstoppable this year.
The guy's had a special year. I mean, he's played well all year long. You know, I mean, a couple of those shots he makes, nothing a defender can do. But he's been playing really well, and I know he didn't like the way that Golden State game felt, and everybody came out and did something about it.
By the way, Houston led it 10 by halftime and then blew it open with a 33-point third quarter to push the lead to 20 going into the fourth. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Business owner Suddenlink has business solutions for you. Let me give you an example. You're having a little bit of trouble being able to download the things that you need, upload the things that you need to keep your business current. Well, with the internet upgrades that are complete, 50 meg is the new Suddenlink minimum speed that is available. Minimum speed. That's 16 times faster than 3 meg that you get with DSL. And Suddenlink is offering speeds that nobody can match around here. Download speeds up to 150 megs. These are the fastest speeds that you'll find anywhere, right here in Bryan College Station and right here from Suddenlink, so that you've got sufficient bandwidth now for multiple users and multiple devices. So you can quickly back up files, send them up to the cloud. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413, and let him put together a business solution for you and your business, custom made for you. That's Suddenlink. Give him a call at 595-2413, or you can go to Suddenlink.com.
business.com to get more information.
Did you know the design of the common paperclip hasn't changed at all since its original invention in 1867? There have been hundreds of different designs over the years, but the most common design we know today didn't come out until 1894. You can find these kind of paperclips and even some of the other designs at Wilton's Office Works. Not only can Wilton's provide you with all your everyday office needs, but they also offer janitorial and break room supplies, computer accessories, first aid supplies, business cards. The list is endless. Click on Wilton's.com now or call 268-0062.
There you go, paperclip facts. I love it. All right, here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader for 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Fog, when it burns off, 72 will be the high, 49 tonight. Hey, we've got an 80% chance of rain Wednesday night, 100% chance on Thursday. It's 52 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.